Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Fuck it, let's go. Let's get this bad episode off and running.
I mean, nothing happened. It was just
it was a bad episode.
Throwaway episode to basically get people to watch their new show, whatever that show it was afterwards. That's what this was about.
1,000,000%. Couldn't agree more. What a bad episode. All right. Welcome to Roastcast. We'll just include that. We're here to recap the worst episode. AB, where would you rank this week's episode among the worst that you've ever seen from The Bachelor?
ABC, we know what the fuck you're doing, and we don't play that.
No.
You're trying to get us, loyal fans, you know we're going to be there. Now you're trying to get us to watch this show that you really want us to watch afterwards. I don't even know what it's called. I don't fuck with it. I don't play that.
You don't fuck with that show?
I didn't watch it. Won't do it.
Didn't expect that. I expected you're the lame dad ass to watch the shit out of that.
No, because usually my Mondays are completely wrapped up in Bachelor, so it's nice having a nice little extra time to do whatever I wanted on Monday.
I did. Do you want to first, before we talk about the episode, do you want to talk about what we did instead of watching this episode of The Bachelor? I checked out some Planet Earth on BBC nice. America. Planet Earth 2 was pretty tight. Yeah, just relax. I just had a nice, relaxing Monday.
I had a very relaxing night. I sat down. I had some ice cream. And I watched Tiny House Hunters. You ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. That's on the TV at my work all the time in the break room.
Nice.
I'm a big House Hunters is fine. Huge Tiny House Hunter guy.
I'm a big Tiny House Hunters guy because the best part about that show, and we could just do a whole show about Tiny House Hunters, is the people are the worst to the realtors.
Yeah,
they're like getting all pissed because the stuff isn't good enough in this tiny house. They're like, oh, this fucking kitchen isn't big enough. Well, okay, you want to live in a 150 square foot house, you can't have everything you're asking for. Just get a regular house then.
As a former real estate agent, AB, I know of which you speak. And people are generally disgusted with real houses, and there's never enough for them in real houses. The people in the tiny house, what's going through your mind? I mean, this, you chose to live in a tiny house. Anyway, again, welcome to the Roastcast. This is actually a Bachelor Recap podcast, the fastest growing Bachelor Recap podcast hosted by an interracial male duo in the Midwest. We appreciate you listening. A lot of facts and figures I've been throwing out there lately that I stand by. I don't have them to back it up, but I stand by them. I'm standing by them.
You gotta shy away from them, and they come up every episode.
Let's talk about this episode. Let's just get this over with. Three things happened. I have three sections of my notes. I didn't even organize them. That's how little I cared about this episode. I'm so out on this episode. AB, let's talk a little bit about what do you got in this Andy Dorfman cock tease of a segment from last episode. That's what I'll call it. It's unfair. And again, we see you, ABC.
Shows up back into the... onto the stage, you know, the reality TV stage. You think she's making a play for some Bachelor in Paradise? You know, single, ready to mingle rim. She's ready.
Now, I don't know. You tell me. I don't know her. Do you think she's that kind of girl?
You know, I don't know why she'd be coming on this show. Like, her and Nick aren't pals.
50K,
she wrote
probably
a tell-all book about Nick. Nick said probably the worst possible thing at the Men Tell All segment, or the reunion part of his season with her. And they hate each other. She was obviously asked to come on by The Bachelor to spice up this season. And that's all that was.
She couldn't. I'll tell you, as an outsider, I'll tell you why she came back. Big fat check, AB. Ever heard of money? Cash rolls everything around me. Get the green, Andy Dorfman.
I could see her going on Bachelor in Paradise, though, after
no
this.
No way. You don't go from being The Bachelorette to Bachelor in Paradise.
It's happened.
That's the penthouse to the, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who? Probably a bachelor though, scumbag.
Shay, yeah. you've had a couple bachelorette contestants that have been on, like Josh Murray and Nick.
That made it far, you're saying.
Josh won his season of The Bachelorette and then was also on Bachelor in Paradise. Nick came in second twice and then was on Bachelor in Paradise. I'm sure there's been like a bachelor or bachelorette the actual person that's been on. I don't know for sure because I don't watch that much of Bachelor in Paradise.
That's how you know whoever the people are that you just listed, that's how you know they have no skills outside of this. If you get second on The Bachelor, you win The Bachelorette, excuse me, and don't end up with the person, and then you go on Bachelor in Paradise, like, you should be better than that, my man. Just one man's opinion who would love to be on Bachelor in Paradise. All right. AB, so there was not only do we have this regular Andy fake out, we have a commercial fake out in which Nick, after the first segment, pretends like he might not end up with any of them. Oh, I'm dumping maybe I'll dump 30 girls. You never know. Stay tuned. And then it was that thought was immediately extinguished as soon as they came back from the break.
Oh, of course. Yeah, he basically says he's not going to force, you know, getting engaged because of being on The Bachelor. He's not going to force that, which who gives a shit, Nick?
Yeah, nobody cares about you.
I did enjoy the size of Nick's drink. So as soon as she walks in, I need a drink. How about you? Obviously, Nick turns to the alcohol to get through any problems he has in life or any tough conversations. And he pours a gigantic glass of whiskey for him.
Do you think he knew she was coming?
No.
His reaction, it was like, oh, hey, Andy. Or is he just too dumb to be surprised by
anything?
He's
too dumb to be surprised. And too drunk, Nick, frankly.
Too drunk, yeah. Well, he was alone, so you know he'd been drinking. hey, these two had a really good... I think these two had a pretty good chemistry. Were they always... I mean, they're a great couple. They're the best couple on this show is
great
Andy
couple.
And Nick.
Great couple.
Has Andy always been that crass? Some of the questions she was asking are kind of not repeatable.
She is a badass girl. I mean, she was the one on Juan Pablo's season, the biggest douchebag besides Nick in Bachelor history, obviously.
It's okay. It's okay. Also, shout out to AB for pronouncing Juan with like the Spanish accent.
She was on his season, and she's the one who stood up to him and basically called him out for being a douchebag to everybody and ripped him to shreds and solidified herself as a bachelor or bachelorette on that season, on Juan Pablo's season. So she's always been a badass chick. I think she was like a lawyer.
Let's run back a clip of Juan Pablo, AB, just for the newer people out there.
It's okay. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. I'm here with the same. And it's good that you tell me how you feel. And if you don't think it's me, it's okay. You know, I respect you 100%.
It shouldn't just be okay. It's not okay. Like, I know that I didn't leave behind a child, but like I left behind family and friends and a job, and I missed weddings, I missed things, and I did that all willingly.
Yes.
But because of all that, and because of the fact that I really have put myself out there, it's not okay. Like this, when you say it's okay, that bothers me because
but
it makes.
I don't want you to be bothered. I want you to understand that I cannot force you to feel something for me.
That guy, that's hard to believe. I mean, you think Nick is bad. That guy. unfathomably bad bachelor.
Well, I mean, you got to remember Rim. He didn't speak that good of English to begin with. So it kind of, it was like a language barrier, and he's a douchebag, and it just wasn't a good situation there.
I feel like a language barrier should be kind of a deal breaker for
I mean,
being the bachelor.
He's the star of the show. He is the one that makes or breaks the show. Why would he be chosen?
It's okay, AB. All right, AB, you knew this episode is about to be on some BS when they came with two commercial breaks before the rose ceremony.
Some awesome. And they play that clip of that show that they're wanting you to stick around to watch. I'm out.
Not only that, AB, but they revealed before the rose ceremony, one of the commercial bumpers was Raven talking to Nick in Finland. So she obviously made it out. I mean, how many more times are they going to pull out the rug? Are they going to take the drama out of this show before we say enough, ABC, enough?
What are they doing? What are these producers doing?
I feel like I'm in a pulpit right now. Poor Chris Harrison out here in the cold has to come out and announce the final rose in the cold. It's breezy. His skin's tightening up a little bit. It's not as supple as it usually is. Poor guy. He has to talk to these girls and walk them to the rose ceremony. I haven't seen him talk to any of these women this season.
Exactly,
so.
Like they're old friends.
Yeah, they hugged. Him and Vanessa hugged, which makes me wonder if they had something going on the side, because there's no on-camera interaction between Chris and any of these people. What do you got on the rose ceremony, AB? Were you surprised by any of the roses or the result of who's going home?
I'm telling you what, Rim, this was... I didn't know where this was headed. I had no clue. First of all, you have the whole Rachel cliffhanger just sitting there like a fucking dump in the middle of the room that no one wants to talk about. Like a big smelly dump in the middle of the room.
Dog took a dump, yep.
When is Rachel... I'm starting to think genuinely she's going to win this season.
The longer she stays on, the more likely that becomes.
Yeah.
Because if she, like we said, if she's made it to the final three.
Yeah.
If she makes it to the final two, she has to win. Otherwise, there's nothing surprising about the final episode of The Bachelor, which would be an insane decision by them to not have a surprising aspect of that. So.
Agreed. I didn't know who was going to be going home. I thought it was probably going to be Raven. Even though I've been a big Raven supporter this entire time,
yeah,
I didn't think she was making it out of this. When it came down to Vanessa and Corinne, I actually thought it was going to be Vanessa going home.
Maybe because there's a school of thought that Nick is probably scared of how much of an adult Vanessa is, even though she's 7 years younger than him, and he probably wanted to avoid the real talk that Vanessa kind of brings to him sometimes. But in the end, Corinne went home. Which I found to be surprising.
Yeah.
What did you think about Corinne going home? I mean, I would have put her third least likely to go home.
I thought she was a lock, especially for the fantasy suites. Come on.
I mean, I don't want to say anything weird, but yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
given these two's relationships, the whipped cream incident.
Bouncy house?
The bouncy house, the whipped cream. People forget she was in a trench coat. I mean,
things led up to this. The fantasy suite. All things pointed to that.
It makes me wonder if they've already had a fantasy suite situation, an unofficial fantasy suite. Maybe that moment in the hotel, they did some clever editing to make it seem like nothing really happened.
What do you think about Corinne's coat?
The Cruella de Vil coat? The jacket?
I call it a player haters ball coat.
From the Chappelle Show.
First off, I would like to thank God Almighty for giving everybody so much and me so little.
No one got that. Let's just all agree that no one who listens to this remembers the 2003 skit from the Chappelle Show.
No, not at all.
But anyway, yeah, the player haters ball coat, maybe Cruella de Vil. It was a smart play. It was freezing outside, and it was stylish.
I'm in on the coat.
Now that we've seen Corinne at home, I understand her style choices more, and for her, that's pretty tame. So I'm pro that coat. What did you think about the authenticity of her departure, though? There's two mixed thoughts here.
You know, I talked to a lot of people and I agree. Some people thought it was completely fake. Some people felt bad for her. I was on the, you know me, Mr. Corinne.
Mr. Corinne.
I thought it was genuine for the most part.
I also thought it was very genuine.
I thought it was
because
good.
I don't, Corinne doesn't have, watch me now, the emotional intelligence to like take the situation and make it her own and turn it into like, she doesn't seem like she would put on a show like this. Like she, yeah, to me has, her and Nick have always seemed like a 16-year-old couple from the dirty talk basically and the making out and the food, the I love you in the food court.
Yep.
It just seems to me like 16-year-old Corinne thought her and Nick really were meant for one another.
I agree.
So truly heartbroken.
I think she was heartbroken.
Genuinely heartbroken. Now, the ending was a little okay when she went to sleep. I'm going to sleep. All right. That made me wonder if she's really putting on a show. But for the most part, yeah. I thought it was genuine. Really genuine heartbreak. And I felt bad.
I agree. Hey, how quickly do you think Mr. Olympios has Nick killed? Do you think this show's even over by that time, or do you think he's going to be in like one of the fantasy suites waiting for him?
Then
pop open a door and Mr. Olympios is sitting there in a dark room.
Here's what's going to happen. You ever seen Uncle Buck?
I have not, though.
Okay, well there's shit. Well there's this if. There's a scene in Uncle Buck, and I'll probably splice in the audio here, but John Candy is like babysitting for this family. I forgot why, but he's doing it for an extended period of time. And he like finds out that one of the girls in the family went to a party and he told her she couldn't go. I'm making most of this up, but then he finds out she's at this party. So Uncle Buck, big John Candy in a big, you got to check out Uncle Buck, baby. You gotta check out Uncle Buck. So Big John Candy in a big like trench coat goes to this high school party and there's drugs and alcohol and all this stuff and he's like shoving kids out of the way and he goes up to like the makeout room at this high school party and he's knocking on the door and the girl is in there with this guy and they're getting hot and heavy. So Uncle Buck takes a big ass drill, a long drill bit. You could learn a little something from Uncle Buck about being a dad of a daughter. Takes a long drill bit and drills through the door handle and like kicks the door down. And when the door comes down, there's big John Candy holding a huge drill going meow, meow, and smoking a cigar. So that's what Mr. Olympios is going to do.
Okay,
during a fantasy suite
situation. I pictured like more, you know, Godfather style. Okay. Maybe a horse head in one of the fantasy suite beds just to let him know what's going on.
He'll maybe poison. He might poison him. Another option is he will pay like a boat driver to like flip Nick off a boat if they're on a date with, yep, another girl, mm-hmm, something like that. A lot of different ways Mr. Olympios could have Nick murdered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, AB, we have three people left with Corinne gone. Three beautiful, talented, strong women. Shout out to Jameis Winston. We got Raven, Vanessa, and Rachel. Now, let me just do a quick eliminations. Rachel's not going to win because she's the Bachelorette.
Maybe.
Now, let's just take that at face value. Let's just assume she's not going to win because she's the Bachelorette. Raven's not going to win because I don't know why. I mean, she's not as pretty as Vanessa. I'll put it that way. So, in my eyes, it's got to be Vanessa. Now, make a counter argument against that. Try to convince me that it can be Raven because it can't be Rachel.
Explain to me why people think Vanessa and Nick like why she has been the front runner this whole time. Besides that she may be the best person, I don't see any connection between these two.
So let's put a rule on this conversation.
Okay.
We talked last week a lot in hometowns that Nick can't talk about any of these women without first jumping to their beauty or specific body parts in some cases.
Yep.
So if you're going to say, Rim, why is Vanessa the front runner and don't mention her looks, here's my answer. Folks, that's a dead silence. There is no answer. I'm not going to make an argument for the connection. I'm not going to make an argument because he wants to be rich. I mean, he sent home his, like, I don't have to work anymore option in Corinne.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can't make an argument. I can't make an argument for any of these women. And I don't think he could either. I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to win The Bachelorette, who fits that mold? And that mold is Vanessa. Not the girl from Hoxie, Arkansas.
I don't know. I think we'll touch on it more, but I've been saying it. Run the tapes, Rim. I've been saying these two have the best conversations out of anybody, and it continued on their fantasy suite. They have the best conversations.
Well, the fantasy suite hasn't even happened yet, AB. People forget.
Not their
this
fantasy
episode
suite,
was only an hour.
Or her date, her one-on-one date prior to the fantasy suite.
Let's trudge to the finish line, AB. Thanks for listening to the Rosecast. Most episodes are really good. I don't know. It seems like we did a lot of Uncle Buck talk.
This one isn't our fault.
No,
we
it's not.
We didn't have enough content to work off of.
No. My brother asked me, he's like, so is the Rosecast going to be any good this week? And I flat out said, like, no, there's no way we could have a good episode. They didn't have anything. I think I took a page and a half of notes, and normally I take 6 pages of notes. It's a consistent six pages.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Finland, AB. Looked pretty cool. And this is what inspired me to check out Planet Earth. Pretty cool. Pretty cool scenes out there in the mountains and the snow.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. They fly around. They go to a pub. They run into some Finnish folks who want to play darts. That guy, you want to talk about being drunk. Nick probably felt sober around compared to those guys. I'm a professional darts player. Give me the darts. So what did you think of the conversation in the pub?
It was one of the first real life conversations I've heard on this entire season. The first one that felt like these two are actually trying to figure out some stuff about each other and are genuinely interested in what the other's saying. And I don't get that from Nick most of the time. He's not trying to hear what any of these people are saying.
He said something about he's really good at ironing, and he's good at cooking, he's good at ironing, but what's this thing, not taking out the trash or something?
Folding clothes.
Okay, folding clothes. Well, did taking out the trash come up at all?
No.
Okay, I don't know why I brought that up. Just like PSA, taking out the trash is like by far the easiest of household chores, so I don't know why that's ever an issue. Just like drag the thing out
just
there,
take
to
it
the
out
curb,
there. It's
and
easy.
Walk back in. Yeah, but think just little things like that. Number one, good to see that progress, AB. But that's night one stuff. That conversation should have happened with all 30 women on the first night. I mean, congrats. You're only getting a pat on the back because the bar is so low for you, Nick.
It was effortless conversation, though. It wasn't forced like a lot of other conversations feel like with him. I put down, is Raven going to win this damn thing out of nowhere? One of the most shocking wins of all time? Who would have said night one? I mean,
Raven.
What were the odds that the down south buck wild girl Raven would win the Bachelor? Would even be here right now?
Minus 20,000 for our segment of listeners that are love the Bachelor and are also hardcore bettors. minus 20,000. AB. So Raven was really open about what the fantasy suites were all about, mm-hmm. what making it this far was all about, almost uncomfortably so.
This whole episode was like that. Andy started it off in the beginning, just talking all about what, I mean,
it's ABC reaching. It's ABC playing to the least common denominator and getting edgy and raunchy to make up for the fact that The Bachelor puts people to sleep. and we know that 1/3 of the contestants is the next Bachelorette already. So I think that was a concerted play by them to say, we need to juice this up to keep the eyes on the screen.
We all knew what happens in the fantasy suite, Rim. We all know
They're not. It's not called the Low Expectations Suite.
No, it's a fantasy suite. But that being said, I was put off by all the talk during this episode.
I was offended.
I did not like it. I prefer my fantasy suites to be under the table, and I don't want to hear about it.
No, no. Let's, you know, they're leaving less and less to the imagination here, AB. I want to imagine true love happening in these fantasy suites, not like specific acts that Raven discussed. It went a little too far. AB, did you feel like after Nick had some shots, Nick and Raven had some shots, and they were getting pretty drizz at the bar, It felt kind of like Nick was like pressuring her in a way that didn't make me, that I wasn't okay with. She's like, I'm really nervous. And he like grabs her knees and he's like, you don't have to be nervous. It's like, okay. Whoa, it's okay. It's okay. All right, AB, from the sketchy bar with a knockoff dartboard, probably doesn't have a liquor license, in rural Finland. Let's go to this cabin. What do you got on this cabin? Most romantic setting.
It's beautiful. Breathtaking.
Gorgeous. How about the northern lights? The northern lights windows?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in on that.
I wasn't in on them going to a non-tropical place at first.
Mm-hmm.
Usually these fantasy suites are on a tropical island, like some beautiful place where they go swimming and scuba diving and shit like that.
We've been on islands for too long.
Yeah. Though.
We've been on too many islands.
I was still skeptical about going to this cold-ass place for the fantasy suites, but so far, this place is breathtaking.
Yeah, they did the lighting right. A little underrated. The most underrated thing, AB, in life, folks, if you're out there listening, lighting. There's nothing more important than lighting, whether it's a scene in The Bachelor or a restaurant or your personal workspace at home. You gotta have good lighting. You can't just have tube lights going on all the time. It's not gonna work for you.
You're right.
Anyway.
You're right.
Let's go to the conversation they have in this, whatever it is, this cabin. If you were to guess, what do you think the first thing Nick would say in a one-on-one dinner date after they spend all day together? What do you think?
Well, there's a couple things he would say. Either he would compliment them in a creepy way, or he would ask them about how they liked that part of the date that just
ding, ding,
happened.
Ding.
It's one of those two.
Ding, ding, ding. Did you have fun today? What are they going to say? No. Okay. She says yes,
kind of no. You didn't. We didn't do anything.
Came all the way to Finland to go to a dive bar. Yeah, probably. I'd consider that a disappointment. If I'm
absolutely. I wasn't expecting to do this right now.
What was your favorite part? Oh, all of it. Classic Nick. Just really diving deep, just peeling the layers of the onion and getting down to the core of who these women are. How's it going? How you doing? What's going on? AB, Raven reveals a couple secrets that I'm uncomfortable discussing. Both because I feel like there are some people, I feel like family members listen, and I'm uncomfortable discussing this with you as my best closest friend. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't. I mean, we're two guys that went to 50 Shades of Grey in the theaters together, just the two of us. But
and this
I
is
don't
too
feel,
much.
I don't.
This is too
I don't
much.
Like what Raven was. Number one. So I'll start with the part that doesn't really matter. She says she's never said, I love you to another person. Even though she's dated someone for 2 years, the guy that she busted in on, she never told him she loved him. She then tells Nick that she loves him, which like changes the I love you, like times 10 that I love you that she's given to him.
That's a big time I love you right there.
Yeah, that's the first time ever.
That's like, I've never dunked before, and then I jam on you out of nowhere. You'd be like, whoa.
Oh, shit.
Only the opposite. So she never told this boyfriend of hers, Jethro, that... It's okay. I'm from Arkansas. I can say it. Jethro. It's true. Listen, man. That was almost my middle name. I swear to God, that was almost my middle name. My dad wanted to name my sister Agnes, I'm pretty sure. God. Or no, Angus. Oh, Angus.
Like
if my oldest...
Angus
if my Yes. If my oldest sister was a boy, he would be named Angus Kennedy. That's
a
fact.
Wow.
Right? Shout out to the South. Raven mentions that she's never said I love you to anyone,
mm-hmm.
but her ex-boyfriend, her only ex-boyfriend, used to say it all the time when they were drunk.
Yeah.
Kind of awkward. I imagine that became a point of contention in the relationship. How old is Raven? 19?
I think she's 24, 25. About the same age as Corinne, that everyone thought was way too young for Nick. I don't know why there's not an issue with Raven.
Well, she acts a lot older.
She does. Period. She's a business owner as well, just like Corinne.
Well, I feel like Raven like borrowed $50 from the main banks in town, the town bank, and like grew that into a thriving business. Corinne has probably lost tens of millions of dollars selling asphalt for asphalt, what, cover? Protectant?
It's garage cover.
Garage?
Yeah. Garage flooring.
Can't believe that's a multi-million-dollar business. Okay. Just saying.
I mean,
I believe it.
Mr. Olympios.
We saw her lifestyle. We know it is, but it's just kind of crazy to me that this it's glorified paint. Okay. specific to a floor. Where were we, AB? Anyway, so that probably didn't go so well when Corinne had a boyfriend tell her over and over that he loved her, but only when he was drunk. Not only did she drag this guy through the mud by complaining about his lack of appropriate love sharing.
Mm-hmm.
She ripped him for his lack of satisfactory love making. Listen, plug your ears. Okay. I don't know what to tell you. The state of American network TV is unacceptable for families.
This is during the 7 to 8 slot, Rim.
7 to 8
Jesus
slot.
Jesus Christ.
Good Lord. 7 to 8. I mean, the news just ended. Okay.
Relax, anyway, people.
So what do you got on this? I don't want to have anything on
this. I just felt
frankly bad
for the guy. He's at home probably watching this with his buddies. You know, he knows this girl. They probably do it in the big, you know, in Hoaxie, 2,000 people. They probably watch it down in town square with everyone there and everyone he knows in town. He's got to move.
That's the biggest thing, man. He's got to move. It would be one thing if you're from a big city. Like, take Raven and her ex-boyfriend, put them in a big city. Then only the people, their group of friends who knows them will be like, damn, Raven's dragging this guy through the mud.
Shit.
In Hoaxie, Arkansas, an entire county knows who you are and what she didn't like about you.
It's a must-move situation for Jethro.
That might not be enough, but he's going to have to change his name. He's got to start a new life. He can't talk to anyone in Hoaxie ever again. Imagine watching that, AB.
Listen, Raven's a sweetheart, but that was a mean-ass girl move.
That was a gully move, AB.
Yeah, I didn't like that shit one bit.
That was really petty and didn't need to be said on camera.
Did not need to be said.
Listen, they pressured her. I blame the producers. Raven's not that type of girl to say those things.
Golly.
Ugh. God, I feel dirty. I feel really dirty. Okay. You got anything else on Raven? I hope not. I hope you have no other topics of discussion.
The one other interesting part when she's telling him that she loves him. She does this is before all the dirt and grime of the episode. So she's just telling him about how she's never said I love you before because she didn't know these type of feelings that she has now could even existed. And she thought he was going to be a great partner and a great dad. Might be too old to be a dad now.
He's flat out too old to be a dad.
Flat out. I mean, that's not part of the equation at this point. But anyways, and then she tells him, I love you, Nick. And Nick says that was one of the best proclamations of love that anyone has ever given to me.
No, he said like that I've ever heard.
That I've ever heard.
Which implied.
But also he then said not even just talking about people that said it to me. Like, wow. All these people have said it to me in my life, and that was the best one, Raven.
You're definitely a top 20.
Yeah. Why do you have to spoil every single moment, Nick, in the season?
He does.
You spoil it.
He ruins it. He ruins every moment, AB. There's never a moment that's better because he's involved. Ever. He can't help himself. He can't. It's just like when Vanessa said it. He was like, well, listen, a bunch of other girls said this too. Thank you, by the way, but just FYI, everyone else is into me, and people have been into me on this show for a long time. Okay. Anyway, should we get up? Who leaves the tip? Do you want to leave the tip? All right. Well, nowhere else to go other than coming up next on The Bachelor, AB. Looks like another barn burner of an episode we got here. Thanks, ABC.
Listen, Rim, they're gonna make up for this 1 hour, this bullshit
debacle. This was a debacle of an episode.
Debacle is the appropriate word. Abs. I mean, you set your week around Bachelor, and
you really do.
Awesome TV to get your week started, and this fucking started off in the worst way possible.
Bachelor is the only thing to look forward to on Monday, obviously, if you have a traditional job Monday through Friday.
Yep.
Today is Tuesday. The Bachelor was so bad last night, it felt like Thursday at work. I'm like, no way, yesterday could have been Tuesday, or yesterday could have been Monday, because the episode of The Bachelor just didn't happen in my eyes. The main thing that we saw in the coming up next on The Bachelor was Vanessa and Nick actually have an adult conversation for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I think Vanessa is going to – Vanessa, I feel, was embarrassed on Hometowns, personally embarrassed. Little does she know that basically everyone else had an embarrassing hometown too, but I think she's going to demand that they iron this shit out. Like, have the adult conversation, actually get to know one another. She probably has they're in a hot tub, but she probably has a little notepad with a bunch of questions she needs answered before they can proceed. Nick mentions to her, hey, I'm not traditional. Well, now he's drunk. You can tell in his eyes that he's drunk. I'm picking up on his thing. He says, I'm not traditional. Again, probably should have been a night one thing to mention. Whatever that means, it probably should have been a night one thing. Do you have anything else on this?
It looks like it's going to be good, Rim. And we got Women Tell All. They're making up for it. 3 hours of Bachelor? It's 3 hours.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
It's 3 hours.
So there's definitely going to be a rose ceremony next week, and we're going to be down to two.
Yes. There's only one more episode after that. So we got two more episodes here, Rim.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's your attitude about the last couple? Are you looking forward to the end of the season, the climax of the season, for lack of a better word, but not lack of a better word. It just came to my mouth because of what we've been talking about tonight. Or do you just want this season to be over? I kind of want this season. I don't want the Rose Cast to be over because I love Rose Cast Nation.
Yeah, that's what's making me kind of sad. It's like...
I'm conflicted.
I'm kind of feeling like, you know, when you go on vacation, like a long week-long vacation from work, and then, like, Friday comes around, and you're having, and, like, your vacation's almost over, and then you're going to have to go back to work? That's kind of what this feels like for me. Like,
yeah, back to real life.
I'm still having fun right now, but...
you know it's coming. The end is
the
coming
end of Rosecast
soon.
Is coming soon. At least, I'm hoping... One thing I'm starting to think about is maybe they announced this because they're already filming Rachel's stuff.
I hope so. So you're saying Bachelorette will come sooner than it would have otherwise?
I'm thinking like a May timeframe, like May.
Oh, that'd be fabulous.
Yeah.
That'd be fabulous. We're going to recap these last two episodes after this. No question about it.
Yep.
But we may have periodic, not weekly, but periodic episodes between the end of the Bachelor season and the beginning of the Bachelorette. We won't reveal what they'll be about, but we might get stuff out there. We don't want to pinch the hose and then unleash it when Bachelor comes out. We'll keep a little dab and a little taste on your tongue of the chemistry and the Bachelor talk. All right. Okay. Well, I guess we'll do picks. Who do you think's going home next? I've been saying Rachel for 5 weeks.
So have I.
And it's got to be her.
Vanessa is my pick for going home. I don't see it. I don't see anything.
Fine that you don't see.
On the coming up next, they seem to have a bad time with each other.
He might pick her because he's scared of her. That might be
what happens.
I understand you don't see the connection. That's fine. There's no like other connections to speak of, so that's irrelevant. What matters is it has to be Rachel. She cannot make the final two. I will march on Washington if Rachel makes the final two. Anyway, okay. Is that all you got? Do you have any off-screen stuff this week?
Nope.
What a bad week for The Bachelor. What a bad week. I hope we made you laugh about it, maybe. Maybe about Uncle Buck. Check out Uncle Buck. I think it's available on VHS. But in the meantime, thanks for listening to The Rosecast. Promise next week will be better. The Rosecast is only as good as the worst Bachelor episode. You know what I mean? So if they don't give us anything, we can't give you anything. But we try our best anyway. Please subscribe on iTunes. Rate and review. I would love to return to the rankings. I'm at this point, I'm convinced that iTunes has it out for us. Yeah. They see us shining and they're just like, nah, fuck
just
y'all.
Hate.
You're not. Yeah, they're just hating. They're mad. They're jealous. They're trying to keep us down. But you can overwhelm the first off, the vote's rigged. Just want to put that out there. Also, you can overwhelm the rigged process by the failing Apple iTunes and help us get back to the rankings by taking a minute to review and rate if you haven't already. If you have already, we appreciate it. We love reading those. But we'll leave some instructions in the episode description. And again, thanks for listening. We love each and every one of you. TTYL.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.